Welcome back to Intrepid Business. I'm your host, Joe Lavelle. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation with another trailblazing thought leader. We're going to get right to it today. We're joined by Charlotte Nguyen, CEO of P3 Delivery. Charlotte, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for that great compliment and introduction.
My pleasure, and well, thank you for making the time to be here. Before we start a discussion, Charlotte, could you take a few seconds and tell the audience about you and your background?
Sure. I have about 20 years of consulting and program management experience. Throughout my career, I've held leadership positions at companies such as AT&T, GE Capital, Deloitte Consulting, Electronic Data Systems, and Travelport. Started my business after I left Deloitte Consulting, and I've led projects in the public and private sectors across the globe.
Great. Thank you for that. And maybe if you could just continue with providing our audience a 10,000-foot overview of what you guys do at P3 Delivery.
Well, the 10,000-foot view is that the P3 stands for Project, Process, and Performance Management Solutions. As I mentioned before, we've been doing this for over 20 years, and I actually have a passion in terms of what we do. Our clients that we focus on are in the private and public sectors, and we spend probably about 60% of our time now on the public sector. We just recently achieved our 8A, DBE, MBE certification status. So we have a lot of great opportunities that we're focused on right now.
What inspired you to leave the private sector and to start P3, Charlotte?
Well, I left Deloitte in 2001 and gained a lot of good experience and knowledge while I was there. I decided to share that with small business. As I mentioned to you earlier, I have a passion in terms of what I do and decided to start my own firm versus going back to corporate. So in 2001, I actually founded the business under the name MYP Incorporated, which stands for Maximizing Your Potential. And at that time, we were actually very successful. For example, within a couple of months after starting the business, we won a contract to develop a market and community study for an area near Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, which was great for us because this was our first project. We successfully delivered the project ahead of schedule and even achieved a 37% profit rate.
Charlotte, what do you feel are P3 Delivery's key differentiators?
We have about three or four, and one I would say is we built our business on what I'm calling strategic program management, which is a little different from most of the consultancy firms that I see today. I should say at least that are of similar size as ours. As I mentioned before, we were kind of reacting on market conditions, but we're on a different path now. And we're focused on building more strategic solutions that are performance-based, that go beyond the typical management of projects where they look at how well they can deliver a project on time, within scope and under budget. We're focused more on strategic things that are of need, such as how do you optimize your benefits or investments? How do you make sure you realize your benefits? So I think our differentiator is that we're focused more on strategic program management than more the technical issues that most project management consultancy firms focus on. Another differentiator, Joe, is that we have a very experienced and accomplished team. Our team has an average of 15 years of industry and management consulting experience. Some of us have even worked for Big Five consultancy firms, as I mentioned. Over 60% of our team has project management or program management certification or some other certification such as Six Sigma, ITIL, et cetera. And I believe the other differentiator is our team. We work really well together. We've delivered successfully together. So those are, I would say, our top three differentiators.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing those. As you see it, Charlotte, what's the number one business problem that organizations have, and how are you helping them solve that?
The number one business problem that I see organizations have today is achieving their project goals. I'm not sure if you know of this statistics, but last September, the Project Management Institute did a study with several leaders across multiple industries, and they concluded that of the $1 billion that's spent every year on projects, approximately $122 million is wasted. Wasted because projects did not achieve their intended benefits. And so we're focused more on helping clients to build what I'm calling performance-based solutions to help them focus on efficiencies, cost-effectiveness, and accountability, and not just on time, schedule, and budget.
Perfect. Charlotte, what would be the profile of the perfect customer for your team to help?
The perfect customer, one, is that they understand the value in investing in what I call the soft things that's so hard, and those are things like change readiness, strategic program management, you're making sure you have a model and the processes in place to deliver. Right now, my primary focus is in the government space because of our new certifications. I believe we can take more advantage of that. So it's someone with budget and a need for our services, and ideally within the Georgia or Washington, D.C. areas. And those are what we view as our perfect clients.
All right. So Georgia and Washington, D.C., if you're listening right now, you definitely want to mark down their website, which we'll give you in just a second after Charlotte shares some more great information with us. Charlotte, will you provide some of the details about one or two of the projects for which you've been most proud?
The first two to come to mind is a project, actually it was a program, a capital program that I led that started off with three or four team members and grew into over 100 matrixed employees. We developed five different work streams across five functional areas, and we developed what was called a first CRM managed service offering that was focused on helping our clients to increase revenue and reduce costs. And what I was so proud about is just seeing something develop from scratch and being successful enough for us to deliver that at a Gartner outsourcing summit. So that's one of the programs I was most proud of. I can probably name three or four, but that was a multi-year, multi-million dollar program, and I believe that it had a large impact on several organizations.
Outstanding. You're in an elevator with the CEO of a company, and they're telling you about their project's lack of success. You've only got 30 seconds. What are two or three things, or maybe even one, that you're going to tell them, make sure you're doing this to get on track and get your projects be successful? What would that be?
The first thing is make sure you're measuring your success. You can't fix what's broken. Make sure that you have the right metrics in place to measure your success and understand your business. That would be the first thing. And the second thing that I would tell them, it goes back to the first thing. Understand if you're realizing your benefits, that you can go back and make those adjustments. And so the focus would be more around making sure you have a performance-based approach, or you're taking a performance-based approach, and you have the right metrics and KPIs to help you understand what's broken so that you can fix them in an adequate time.
Charlotte, what's on the horizon for P3 Delivery? What are you getting involved in that the audience should know about?
There are some exciting things on the horizon. The first thing that I would like the audience to know about is we are developing what we're calling the Network of Learning. The Network of Learning is an opportunity that we're providing for leaders, experts, business owners to come together in what I'm calling a more collaborative and convenient way so they can share lessons learned, their insights, and experiences. This is something that we're still developing now, but we believe that it's going to provide our colleagues with the opportunities to provide the type of coaching and mentoring that they don't normally receive within their internal organization. It will provide our colleagues an opportunity to build relationships that could lead to new partnerships. And we're planning to use three to four different vehicles to facilitate the Network of Learning. One is through a vehicle that we're using today. We're going to call it, we believe, P3 Radio, but we're still working on that. Through that vehicle or forum, we're going to allow our partners to share their lessons learned and insights on selected topics. We are also planning to give our clients or our members of the Network of Learning access to benchmark and best practice surveys. So we have a lot of things that we're looking at, and we believe that's going to be exciting about the Network of Learning. There's another item we're working on, and I have to share more details on a subsequent podcast, but we're working on creating a new toolkit we believe is going to help with the problem that I identified earlier. This toolkit is going to have a set of pre-built templates and processes that we're going to share with our clients. And again, I'll share more information regarding the name of this toolkit and solution in one of the subsequent podcasts. And then the other thing we're working on is just building new relationships and partnerships and with others that can help build the business. That's our strategy for this year, is growing together with others that are similar size, that's dealing with similar challenges many small businesses do or have.
Perfect. And for the audience, you heard it here first. You got the scoop. Charlotte and I are working on the details for what we're going to call P3 Radio. And besides all the great things that Charlotte has just told you about, we're going to really bring success stories and, probably more importantly, some of the things that didn't work. So people quit making the same mistakes over and over again, which I've observed at my clients. So we're very excited about that here at Intrepid Now. And Charlotte, thank you for working with us on that really exciting effort.
Thank you, Joe, for asking.
Sure. All right. Well, we have everyone's attention, and well, you're all very excited. Let's go to your keyboard right now. Go to www.p3delivery.com. Bookmark that site. Keep up with what Charlotte and her team are doing. We're going to have updates on P3 Radio there, and you'll get tons of great information over the course of the next few months as Charlotte and the team at P3 are really upping their game this year in terms of sharing and social media and really providing great information to their audience. So if you'd go out there and bookmark that site, that would be great. Charlotte, it was so great to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by and sharing your great wisdom and telling us all about P3 Delivery.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure for sure. That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Charlotte Wynn, I'm Joe Lavelle, and we'll see you soon on Intrepid Business.